Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Joining us on the line now is Michael Flynn, a.k.a. Mattress Mick. He's an Irish personality and household name. His journey from bankruptcy to online sensation has captivated national audiences and earned him widespread recognition. Bouncing Back, Memoirs of a Mattress Salesman is his inspiring story. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
It's great to have you with us. And it must have been quite the journey writing this book, looking back over your eventful life.
It was, yeah. The book goes right back to when I was actually born and right up to the present day. So it details my family life, my business life, my ups and downs, my failures and my successes. And at the moment, at the end of the book, it's about Mattress Mick, which is the pride of my life.
Oh, brilliant. And have you kept diaries throughout your life, or did you have to really sit down and go back through photographs and remember things that happened?
That was one of the problems that I did have. No, I didn't keep diaries, but I was very fortunate. My sister, Catherine, is very good on dates, so she could put the various events of my life into sequence, where I could not. I just, so many different things have happened to me that it's very hard, or I found it very hard to actually put them in order.
Yeah.
But Catherine did a great job, thank God, and she spoke to the writer, Josie McCaffrey, on numerous occasions. And I spent nearly 8 months talking to Josephine, going through things, making changes. Oh, no, that wasn't right. So we worked on it together and we've eventually got there.
Oh, fantastic. So a bit of a family team effort.
It was, yes. I had another sister, Mary, who played a big part of my life, but she passed away there a couple of years ago. And she would have been as good as Catherine, but having Catherine was fabulous.
Yeah, nice one. And tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming Mattress Mick then, because you, as you say, you have been through some pretty tough times in your life.
I have, yeah. When I left school, I got a job in a bank in Dublin. It was a Canadian-based bank called the Royal Trust Company, and I was ended up as a money dealer in that bank, buying and selling currencies on the money markets. But at the same time, my family had a business in a street called Pierce Street here in Dublin. It was a drapery shop, the old traditional type of clothes shop.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum and dad ran that. My father died when I was 19, so I got involved in the running of the shop as well as having a job in the bank. So I realised that in the bank wasn't for me long term. All of my family were self-employed and I wanted to be self-employed. So I noticed that the drapery business was dying a death because we had the big superstores opening in the city centre, and where our shop was located was quite near the city centre. So I noticed a big decline in the drapery business. So I decided, what do I do? And one day I noticed somebody getting off a bus. There was a bus stop right outside our store and they were carrying a bedside locker. So I said, why do they have to go into town to get a bedside locker? So I started thinking, and I slowly introduced furniture into the shop in Pierce Street. And it took off very, very well, really well. And I opened a second shop in another street called Prussia Street here in Dublin. So it was flying along. And then I made a big mistake. I went into the grocery business. I started selling, you know, groceries in another area of Dublin called Ringsend. And it, at the time, went very, very well. But one thing that good that came out of it was I met my wife there. She came and applied for, she came and applied for a job, and I engaged her services, and we got on very well, and we ended up eventually getting married. But in the meantime, I was enjoying myself. I was making plenty of money. I took my eye off the ball, and I lost the drapery business. It was unfortunate, but it was me. And I put my hands up. I'm not ashamed to say I made the mistake. But I still had the furniture going. I eventually then got a shop in the shopping centre here in Dublin called the Northside Shopping Centre. It's placed in, based in Coolock here in Dublin, and I was in there for 26 years, doing very, very, very well, yeah. And just before that happened, there was a market in Dublin called the Dandelion Market. It was based in an area called St. Stephen's Green, and I took a stall in that at the weekends, selling costume jewellery. So I was working in the bank, I was working in the Pure Street shop, and I was working in the Dandelion Market, and I made a good lot of money out of that. I did very well. I bought my first car, a little Mini, loved it. So anyway, the Northside Shopping Centre came along, and I was there for 26 years selling all kinds of furniture, beds, sofas, tables and chairs. But in 08-09, things got very dodgy here in the country. I'm sure you, you know about it, and the sales dropped. The rents were still high, so I eventually decided to liquidate that company. It was a very, very difficult decision because I didn't want to let down my suppliers. I didn't want to, you know, seem like a failure. But I kept saying to myself, I failed, but I'm not a failure. So when I liquidated, some of my suppliers were very angry with me and some were very nice to me. Mm-hmm. So the ones who were nice, I decided, before I went, approached them to open a bed shop in one of the units that I had outside my liquidation. It's basically a unit here in Coolock, and also I still had the shop in Pier Street. They were not part of my liquidation. So I looked at my my stock and what we were selling most of, and it was mainly beds and mattresses. And I realised there's no bed shop in Dublin, no dedicated bed shop in Dublin selling beds and mattresses.
Amazing.
They were in the UK and they were in other countries, but not in Dublin or even in Ireland.
Interesting.
So, yeah, yeah. And everybody needs a mattress.
Of course.
So I decided, I approached my suppliers and my older suppliers, and they said they would support me. So we put a lot of beds and mattresses into the two shops, in Pier Street and in the Coolock warehouse. And we started selling them. And I traded then as a name, I used the name Beds Plus. Not Mattress Mick, Beds Plus. But it went very well. And I realised it needed something else. It needed to be a little bit different. So I took a look around and I said, right, we dedicated her. We used the American idea of the salesman selling mattresses in a products in a gimmicky way. So we came up with the idea. I met a friend of mine, Paul Kelly was his name. He was interested in social media. I had no idea about social media because it wasn't my generation. So I met him by accident in a pub here in Dublin, and I told him my story. He told me his story, that he was looking to do something different, and we created the brand Mattress Mick. We didn't know what to do or who to use. So we could have used a cartoon character, we could have used an actor, or we could have used me. And I was the cheapest and the best looking.
Brilliant.
I have quite long hair. I look a little bit different. I don't know if you've seen any of my videos.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And we went on what I call a guerrilla marketing campaign. I had very little money to spare on advertising. So we went around, we put posters all over Dublin as Mattress Mick, the mattress champion, so to speak. And it began to work. And business increased dramatically after a period of time. But one of the things, when we put up all these posters, I got myself into a bit of bother with the authorities. They kept sending me these fines for litter. They called me litter because I was putting signs up where I shouldn't be putting signs up. And I got these summonses. I never paid one of them. I went to court and I defended myself. And the judges always just said, oh, look, go on, whatever. It was very nice, but I just couldn't justify paying a fine of €100 when I don't think I'm litter.
I'm just trying to make absolutely.
Yeah, so that worked out quite well. So one of the signs we put up was in an area called the Five Lamps in Dublin, and it was copped by Stephen Fry, the famous English personality. So he tweeted about it, and that brought the brand way up. It went viral over here
amazing.
In Dublin. Yeah, yeah, Stephen Fry's tweeting about Mattress Mick, and the phone started ringing. I got a couple of radio interviews. I actually got a television appearance because they wanted to know how I felt about Stephen Fry recognising me. And I actually offered him a free mattress, but he never took it up.
Oh, that's amazing. Well,
yeah,
well there you
yeah.
go. I bet you know a lot more about social media now, the impact of one tweet and what that can do for your business.
Unbelievable. It was amazing. And then I got some lovely radio interviews on local radio stations, on national radio, RTE. And that brought the brand, or the people had the confidence in buying beds and mattresses from me because they heard me on the radio and whatever.
Yeah.
So it went very, very, very well. So what I did was we decided on the name Mattress Mick. We were going to go on Mick's Mattresses or Mickey's Mattresses or whatever, but Mattress Mick sounded right. And I registered that as a trademark, both here in Ireland and in the UK. So what I did after that, I decided I needed to expand the brand, but I didn't want to do it myself. So I offered other retailers a license to trade as Mattress Mick. So we ended up with 10 shops around the country.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was great, super. And my role was to go around every week to a different location, do videos, do radio ads, do promotions, and just meet and greet the customers. And I loved it. It was really great fun. And then we got a documentary done about us. A director called Colin Quinn wanted to do a 15-minute documentary or a 10-minute documentary, but it ended up being an hour and a half because he kept following us around. We were growing, and the whole thing was quite exciting. So that particular documentary won what we call a NIFTA award in 2017. So we got a nice Oscar for that. And it went all over the world to all the different documentary festivals. We actually were in Toronto at the Hot Dog Festival in Canada. The film company brought us over there to receive a prize. It was lovely, super. And again, that brought the profile of the brand up.
Yeah.
We also then did another video, Back With A Bang. It's on YouTube. You can see it where I'm a rapper.
Of course you are.
A rapper.
How was that?
Super, super. If you take a look at it, if you get a chance, it's called Back With A Bang on YouTube. Anyway, after that then, we did a musical.
What?
About my life story, yes. Mattress Mick the musical. And we we only did that now last 12 months. And again, the same girl who wrote the book, Josie McCaffrey, wrote the musical. And that played to full houses around Dublin. It's really amazing.
Wow.
But I found it a bit disturbing seeing your life on stage. It was a bit different. The guy who played me was not as good looking as me.
Of course.
No.
Well, it must have been impossible to find.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But it got a great response in Dublin. It went down very well. And when I go into the city centre now, I have people looking for selfies from me all the time, which is fantastic. You know, it's great. It means that the whole thing is working.
Yeah.
And one of the things, I never say no, never. I always will agree to get my photograph taken.
Yeah.
And in fact, in one pub we were in quite recently, well, a couple of years ago, Louis Walsh, I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Used to be on. Yeah. Louis was in the same pub as I was in, and more people came up to me for a photograph than him.
Oh, that's brilliant.
He was disgusted, absolutely disgusted. He said, what have you got that I haven't got? I said, I've got more hair.
Got better mattresses.
Yeah. Anyway, So then Josephine suggested a book. I said, Josephine, that's out of the question. Anyway, I went along with her idea, and here we are with the book.
Oh, fantastic. I have to say, you're a very clever man, Michael. You've obviously been a natural entrepreneur most of your life. I mean, so many people aren't. You know, they have great ideas but don't do anything about it. Where do you think that comes from?
I think it's in my genes, to be honest with you, because my whole family, right back, were always self-employed. And I found, too, that like you needed to go down to get back up again.
Yeah.
And like some people would say, oh no, I'm going to sign myself into a hospital, I'm going to drink. But no, I would always fight back. I have two beautiful daughters, Michelle and Marina. I had to make sure they were fed and looked after. We had a lot of trouble with the banks going through the various problems. We're over all that now, thanks to Mattress Mick. And no, I just keep going. I never give up. As I said earlier in the talk with you, I may have failed, but I'm not a failure.
Yeah.
And I also enjoy giving talks. I'm asked quite frequently to give talks in schools to young people leaving about their future and if they have an idea how to deal with it. And I always say to them, look, if you have an idea, follow your dreams, have tunnel vision, and don't worry about what people think about you.
Yeah. Oh, great advice. And it's brilliant that you're doing that, because I was literally going to say to you, you could go around the country giving talks. So I love that you're actually doing that.
Yeah, I do it in schools and in colleges, and I also did it in a prison.
Oh, interesting.
It was a prison here in Dublin where I was invited by the governor to give a talk to prisoners, and there were 26 or 28 prisoners in the room, and I know that two of them were in for murder, but I didn't know who they were because they wouldn't point them out to me. But a year after I left or did that interview, two of the prisoners actually came out to thank me for, you know, putting them or helping them get on the straight and narrow.
Wow.
And I think that is brilliant. That means so much to me.
Absolutely.
And that you can help somebody. And even some of the students who I've spoken to over the years would come in and say, listen, thanks very much. You know, such a year you gave a talk and it meant a lot to us. And I think that is super. And one other thing I do a lot of, I work with the homeless people. I like helping the homeless. I like encouraging them to try and get their lives in order, and something I enjoy doing.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And
it is,
being inspirational to people, whether it's to kids or university students or people in prison, I think a lot of the time these people can think that success is something that happens to other people. You know, couldn't have a successful business. Oh, I couldn't possibly do that. That's not the kind of thing that I could do. And someone like you coming along and telling them, no, they can. If they've got an idea, if they've got drive and determination, then they can do it. It's a great message.
Well, I also think it's important. I'm not ashamed to say that I made mistakes.
Yeah.
I did make mistakes going through my life. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm from a working class area in Dublin originally, Pier Street, and I'm not shy to say that to people. I'm not up in the clouds, if you know what I mean. I'm down to earth. I believe in family, I believe in work, I believe in being good to people, I believe in God, you know, so it's just normal guy.
Yeah. Well, I think that's important. That's what people can relate to, thinking, oh, he's a bit like my dad or whatever, you know, I could do what he does. And that's really important. You're relatable.
Yeah. And I'm accessible as well. I'm in the shop. As I'm speaking to you now, I'm in my shop in Coolock. So people come in. I have all these cardboard cutouts around the shop, cardboard cutouts of me.
Is that weird?
Well, when you look at yourself all the time, you don't actually see yourself. But people come in and get photographs and with the cardboard cutouts. They've actually taken them away to weddings, to christenings, to funerals.
Wow.
Can I borrow your mantras, Mick? My daughter's getting married and she's a big fan, that kind of stuff.
Brilliant.
It's great crack. I love it, you know.
Oh,
I love the interaction.
And
I go for a pint with, say, my local pub. I'm never really on my own. People come and say, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Can I buy you a pint or whatever? It's really great. Oh, it's really, really super, yeah.
So what's next for you? I mean, obviously the book is a big deal and you're promoting the book. We've had the musical, as you say. I mean, what could you possibly be planning for the future?
Maybe Netflix might come along and say, can we do something for you?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I'm very pleased that I've reached the book stage was kind of like the big one. And it's nice to say or to have a book, a musical, a documentary about my life that in the years to come, when I'm gone to heaven or wherever, people will remember me.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I've been asked also quite a lot, would you not become president of Ireland? Would you not go for the election?
Yeah, and what's your thoughts on that?
No, that's like going to jail for 7 years.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you couldn't. But I wouldn't mind a crack at the Lord Mayor, which is only 1 year gig.
Okay, that's doable.
That might be a bit of fun. But to do that in Ireland, you've got to become a councillor. You cannot. It's not a free vote as yet. But if it did come up, I think I might go for that.
Yeah.
Where they call it the Mansion House, where the Mansion House is, that's where the Lord Mayor's residence is. It's in a lovely area, loads of nightclubs, loads of pubs around, lots of lovely restaurants.
Sounds like a great gig.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world with that. It's been great to have you with us on the show, Michael Flynn, aka Mattress Mick. And if people want to get a copy of your book to hear your fabulously entertaining story, it's called Bouncing Back, Memoirs of a Mattress Salesman, and it's available on our website, tre.radio. Michael, thank you so much for being with us, and keep being you.
It was an absolute pleasure talking to you, and thank you again for having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.